Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Hussin. When I created 12listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Hussin, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now, that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
With Celeste Morgan. I am your host, Celeste Morgan. And we started out the night with that beautiful Ricky Byers Beckwith in the land of I Am. You can find Ricky's music at rickybb.com. And you are always at home when you remember who you are. You're in the land of I Am. So happy Cinco de Mayo. I hope you guys are okay tonight because it's really a holiday, folks, like a real bona fide holiday, but it's turned into, how do I want to say this? Okay, fine. It's turned into St. Patrick's Day. Americans, do we really need that much reason to drink? I have seen people out and about, and I'm like, do you guys even realize what Cinco de Mayo is about? I'm not trying to dish you, but I'm just saying. Happy Cinco de Mayo Day. It is a very it's a beautiful day, but I don't want you thinking it's the Mexican Independence Day, because that's celebrated on September 16th. Cinco de Mayo is actually about a battle that was won against the French. And it's celebrated in America, and I'm sure everybody's seen the commercials. I don't know what you're seeing while you're walking around in your community, but I've had quite a journey as I went out into the world. And I was like, do you guys even know what you're celebrating? It doesn't matter. You know, any reason to have a party, we're going to do it. So we're going to continue the party, because besides it being Cinco de Mayo, it was my birthday yesterday. And I had a wonderful time. And many of you on the phone lines and in the chat room greeted me, sent me love. I got fed seafood, which is my favorite. And so I decided tonight what I most wanted to do
was to give you an introspective tool that I've been using since my 20s, and I want to show you how to do it tonight. So I am really excited to be here with you. I know. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm working in the blind tonight, which means I can't see you on the phone lines, but I can feel you, and I can't see you in the chat room, though I can feel you too. So Life Coach today is going to be working very, very hard, keeping me up to date on what's going on and who's pressing one, who would like to have a birth card reading tonight. Okay, so let me just do that instead of trying to pretend like, yeah, I see you. So I do know that Tanya is there, Gemini Moon is there, I believe Teresa is there. I got that update. I bet you Hillary is there too. And if I missed you, it's not because I don't love you. It's simply that I can't see you. But Life Coach today, we're not going to be playing telepathic games tonight, though I'm sure you and I have that connection. So he's going to be jumping in, and we'll get the tease him and pick on him as well tonight, which is always fun. But in the meantime, I just want us all to take a deep breath. I'm still running off of my birthday energy. And my birthday for me is, yeah, I'll say it, bittersweet, you know. It's been sweeter this year than in past years. But bitter only because, you know, well, I'm home, right? Okay. I physically would love to hug my mother on my birthday. But I realize that she has other ways of getting messages to me. And as I open up to my gifts and I work on my introspective tools, she has a better channel to get messages to her little girl to let me know not to worry. And that God only knows how much she loves me. So I am going to dedicate this show to Linda Lee Harris and thank her for giving birth to me on May 4th, 1970. So do you know where you're going to? Do you like the things that life is showing you? Where are you going to? Now, that's a goofy song, I'll admit it. It's a popular song from the 70s. It's a Diana Ross song from the movie Mahogany, which I absolutely love, over the top and dramatic, just like I am. But it's useful for our purposes tonight. So if you're feeling a little out of sorts, or you want to gift yourself a pick-me-up, I got your birth cards tonight. So make sure you step right up. This show is about me, but it's also all about you. So I want to just gently walk us into this night and celebrate. There'll be some laughter. There'll be some tears. I can feel it, and I don't hide that from you. So before we get into all that, you are listening to The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. And I want to tell you about all the wonderful shows on the LifeConversationsRadio.com. Life Coach today is the head of the network, and he's handling the technical parts of the show and screening the calls as well. You can also find him on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show from Monday through Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Life Coach Today serves soul food for your consciousness when you tune in. Hi, Cleo. Everybody say hello to my cat. Hi, honey. You want to come up? We're doing a show right now. Yeah, okay, come on. I cannot believe this right now. Where would I be without my cat? All right, Cleo. Thank you, honey. Can I get back to the shows? You okay now? All right, wonderful. Okay, we also have a play experience with Mbasa Safira on Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I know that her theme for the month of May is family, and it was really powerful. She had our Sherry Marie last Thursday. So have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? Well, if not, take a trip on a playground and get in touch with deeply loving yourself. Then there's Ancestral Blueprints on the last Wednesday of the month with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today. Learn how the unacknowledged truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. And then you have me, The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan at 8 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. This is the place and a space to take an interactive, fun approach to getting to know who you really are and learning how to embrace all of you through the use of introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and black angel cards. I weave stories using numbers, cards, music, books, and movies to provide you with a new outlook to experience the best in your life. You are reclaiming your me power when you join me on Sunday nights. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, or you can post your questions on a Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan fan like page. To stay up with what's going on at Life Conversations Radio Network, please feel free to go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Now, I didn't say hello to you beautiful people in the archives. You know what? I see you, and I thank you for being there. Anytime you listen is the right time. Now is the only time that matters. But if you want to really play in an interactive way with me, you're going to have to join me live. But if you're not able to do that, I say hello to you, and thank you for joining us. You know what? I had a wonderful week last week. I really did. I got to hang out with Mark Huston and Life Coach Today on 12radio.com last Thursday, and we had so much fun that we're going to have a part two at 8 p.m. I did the same thing Life Coach Today did. You know why? Because I need to invite him in. Life Coach Today, can you come in for a second?
Don't blame me for your mistake. Leave me out of your projections to yourself. I got enough of mine. Thank you very much.
How are you? It's 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we were on One Too Many Voices together. I wondered if you wanted to share a little bit about that experience with the listening audience.
Well, all I got to say is after listening to part two, they may be saying that was one too many voices indeed.
You're right about that. That's one too many conversations.
It was good.
It was exciting. Well, it was exciting. You know, we just went into a place that people don't always want to talk about. But spirituality is the remedy to all the isms that we're dealing with. Racism, whatever isms and all that isms. And I'm talking about applied spirituality. So people can hear what we have to say. And we'll continue the conversation on the network as always, because we're not afraid to talk about it.
No, we're going to do race and spirituality on Wednesday, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
I'm sure you'll come up with a fancier title than that, Life Coach Today. But it's wonderful to be able to share that type of platform with you. And I want to thank you for, letting me hang out.
Oh, stop it. You do. You show up nicely, and it's a blessing to have you as part of what I do. I'm grateful for your spirit, your groundedness, and just how you show up. And so it was definitely a blessing for me to hear you and some of the stories about you. So it's fun. There's more to come. We say yes. And continue the conversation. Yeah, we just said about Wednesday. It's time to use spirituality to heal the discords of the life and stop pointing fingers. So only those who are willing and ready to heal are invited. And if you're not sure if you're ready to heal, come anyway.
Wow. You go, Life Coach Today. So, yeah, we're going to continue that conversation. And they can find us at 12radio.com. And we'll be reminding them along the way so that our family can join us.
Okay, get me to slide out of here, you got the people in the chat room. You got David online waiting for reading around work, and he's calling from the exotic Vancouver Island in Canada. And and the next person, I think I know that number, but I won't tell you who it is yet. So I'm just going to slide out and grab my beer, celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Tell David I'm ready for him, and we're going to see if his birth card are connected to whatever his work question is. So that's a great way to play tonight.
Oh, you ready for him?
Well,
you tell me when.
I'll tell you when. Well, you know what? While I'm still talking about 1-2 house, I do have an energy report that I really want to make sure that the family knows about, because next week is going to be off the chain. C.A. Brooks has given her forecast. You calling me?
I'm walking out. You tell me what you're doing.
Bye, bye. Don't you do that.
I'm gone.
You're never far away. So glad we had this time together in my Carol Burnett voice. He doesn't even know that reference. I know it. Anyway, family. Yeah, we're going to do with, we're going to bless David. But do you know that song, Life Coach, today?
Yes, I do. Bye.
I'm proud of you. Okay. All right, family. So what's up is, you know, 12radio.com is basically our brothers and sisters over there, the Mark Huston Network. And C.A. Brooks is an astrologer who has been on the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. And she wrote up a forecast of next week that I went, I bet you my family would like to know what's going down next week. So I want to give you a little bit about that, and then we'll go ahead and go with David's reading. Looking forward to it. Life Coach Today, if you can get his birthday for me, that would be great. I need the month, the day, and the year. And you know how you can send that to me so I can be ahead of the game. Okay, so what's going down is we have a new moon in Taurus on Thursday evening, okay? Not only is it a new moon, it's also a solar eclipse. All right, now take a deep breath because it really speaks to unexpected change. And solar eclipses are associated with new beginnings. So this one in Taurus is calling for us to return to our roots, literally. Taurus is the sign associated with nature, plants, vegetation, gardens, trees, woods, and the nature and earth spirits. Now, if that's true, why can't I keep a plant alive? Okay, let me take myself out of it. But really, what you really need to think about is the wild and the undomesticated green man and the elves and fairies and other spirits of natural places. Now, new moons in Taurus also connect us to some of the oldest, simpler systems of spirituality, like focusing on that, you know, energy and life lives in everything, the spiritual essence. It's in animals, it's in plants, it's even in inanimate objects. What's coming to my mind right now is Shintoism, which my mother did teach me about when I was a little girl. But she told me God was in everything, and I'm so grateful to her for those talks that we had while I was growing up. So if you're a Taurian, like I am, there's a sense of connection. And it's not just about talking about it. It's literally we have to feel it. So Taurus understands the world through its physical senses, preferring to touch and feel its way versus analyzing, categorizing. I could have used that information in school to tell people that. I got to feel it. So anyway, however, there is a but to this situation. And this is why I love C.A. Brooks so much. Because not only does she give you astrology tips, she lets you know where to go back to look to figure out how to get through this time. So with this new moon, it's also going to be strongly influenced by Mercury and the south node of the moon. All right, so that's talking about your ingrained behavior and oftentimes the past. It can be the defenses and coping mechanisms we use, especially when scared or threatened. So say hello to your dragons and your shadows, okay? And it's a time to really love yourself through this process. Now, here's a tip, and I will remember this for you all. I promise, you know, if you Facebook me or get in touch with me, I promise you I will remember this because I'm going to do this exercise as well. C.A. Brooks recommends that we focus on the last new moon solar eclipse at 19 Taurus, and it was on May 10th, 1994. Looking back to this time period could prove very enlightening. So honor yourselves, family. You remember what you were doing in 1994? I was 24 years old, and that was, never mind. I was 24. Let's just leave it at that. And I want you to know where you can get more information about this. You can go to powerpeak.com. Powerpeak, P-E-E-K.com, and you'll find a wonderful picture of me, a life coach today, in Powerpeak this week. Whew, that's a lot. All right, I think I'm ready for David. And I can get his birth date on the air. Hey, David, how are you?
Hello, Celeste. I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. So you would like a work reading. Are you comfortable giving your birth date to me over the air?
Sure.
So I can figure out what your birth cards are so we can see how it relates?
That would be great. It's March 18th, 1954.
All right. Give me a second. March 18th. What I'm going to find out first, David, is what your personality and soul cards are, which will lead me to your tarot constellation, which is also known as your birth cards.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. It's wonderful what you can do with these tools. Oh, my. Wow. Okay, I have to reduce it, but it's a 22, which always makes me happy because that's the master number. But 22 equals 4, and the cards that walk with you, 22-4, yeah, that's right. 22-4, you have a hidden factor of the death card, which speaks of change. All of the four cards in the minor arcana deck belongs to you, and you belong to the constellation of Emperor, which actually has the combination of the Fool, Death, and Emperor. Now, that's life force and realization of power, David. And what that means, I'm giving you all this fancy tarot talk, but I don't want you to be afraid of the Death card, okay? Because when a lot of people hear about the Death card, they think that it means, oh, I'm going to die. And really what it means is that, David, what your life path and what your birth cards are saying to me is that you are a man of authority, that you're going to have a lot of changes in your life, in, you know, the birth, death, rebirth, cycling, shifting a lot. And in order to feel comfortable with that, you have to be really comfortable in your skin. So with that information about your birth cards being the Fool, the Death, Death and Emperor, I am now wondering, what is your work question about?
Can I ask, you mentioned a personality card and a soul card.
Mm-hmm.
Personality card was which of those?
Yes, I'm sorry about that. Well, it came up as a 22, but we would reduce it because there's no major arcana card at 22.
Okay,
so
right.
Your personality card is number 4, the Emperor. The
okay.
Emperor is astrologically connected to the sign of Aries, which is fire. So you're having a lot of movement in your life. And the Aries, the Emperor card, is about building order. It's the architect. Fours are often said that we're the worker bees, because I'm a 4 in my own way, that we're the worker bees and that we're squares. We get things done. But 4 is far more magical than that. 4 is also the deer medicine card. It's about gentle compassion. So when you combine the energy of the number 4 deer in medicine cards, and I'm pulling from Native American culture, and then you pull in that emperor energy, that's the daddy of the cards, okay? That's the boss. When you combine them together, you have a balance of masculinity and femininity, which you need both to, you know, really make things happen. If you're too soft with the deer, you know, people are going to walk all over you. If you're too hard with the emperor, your heart's not open to new experiences and changes. So the walk for you is learning how to let go with that death card. That card is a gift to you because as much as, you know, people don't like change, 13 death is connected to Scorpio, and they say that Scorpio is about death, taxes, and sex. But it's also about shedding. It's about preparing. You know, we need that Scorpio energy so that we can really let go of what doesn't serve us. So when you combine, and then you have the Fool, which is 0, which is infinite possibilities. In my tarot deck, Mother Peace tarot deck, And it says this in the cards. I'm not making this up. The Fool is the favorite child of the gods because they're not afraid to come onto the earth. The Fool, Zero Fool, says yes to the journey. Without the Fool, our spiritual journey wouldn't happen at all. It's consciousness descending. So you have that Zero Fool, you have Death 13, letting things go, and then you have your power as the number four emperor to walk in the ways that you want to walk. Now, 13 in medicine cards is also the coyote. It's the trickster. So it's important for you not to get caught up in, you know, the, how do I want to say this? It's important that you don't get caught up in people's drama or games. If you get too serious with your emperor power, you'll find that you're going to get tripped up. It's an ego dance. It's really to help you fall down to get back up to the man that you're supposed to be versus the man that people want you to be, which is a completely different conversation. And then once you do the dance between the 13 Death and the 13 Coyote, the trickster, you walk into that 4 Deer, being gentle, and then you have ultimate power to live your life and to make it happen with grace, love, compassion, and authority, because you combine your masculinity and your femininity, or your God self and your goddess self, because we all have both energies in us, and you can make it happen. And that's your life path, David. And it's not an easy path. I know it's not. How does that sound to you? Is there anything that you're just like, I don't know, or anything
well,
you need?
Well, it helps a lot. It helps a lot, Celeste, because I have been aware of my card as the Emperor in the past, and that seemed almost two-dimensional.
I know, right?
It didn't seem to fit me. The leader, all of that is well and good, but mm-hmm. it's not, you know, it doesn't speak to my soul.
Mm.
And so you're expanding that out to include the Death card and the Fool really makes perfect sense to me.
Oh, that is beautiful. And don't forget the Deer. That is your best friend. That's the key that people don't share with the number four.
Yeah, I have deer in my yard quite frequently.
Do you really?
Yeah.
You have them coming to you to say hello?
Yeah.
Oh, David, that is beautiful, man. I'm so happy for you. Now you know you have a birthright to it.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so did I actually answer your question around work, or are you okay?
No. Okay, my question around work. I had an accident about a year ago, a really bad break of my foot. I'm still not back to work yet. I will be returning to some kind of work soon. And I don't know, if it's going to be with the same company that I work for now or if it's going to be something else. I don't know. There's a lot of uncertainty around it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, David, let me ask you something. When you were out of work, what did you find yourself doing? Did you pick up any hobbies?
Well, I do a lot of writing.
Oh, really?
So my impression up to now is that within seconds of the accident happening, even though I was in pain and in shock, mm-hmm. I was asking myself what the gift was behind this.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have been, you know, meditating and working on spirituality for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So I knew that there was something, some message, mm-hmm. you know, in this whole thing for me. And so I have been working on my writing.
Mm-hmm.
I have been continuing my spiritual self-discovery, so to speak, you know, but...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know exactly how I'm going to be helping others with that. I don't know exactly what that's going to look like.
You're on your path. You are really on your path. I want you to follow your soul path. Hey, guess what the fourth chakra is in And it's the chakra system. Yes, it's the heart. So follow your heart. Whatever you do,
absolutely.
Follow your heart. All right? Stay with that, and I promise you, you will be just fine. Now, I know we have to take care of ourselves financially and everything else, but you keep on with your introspective work that you're doing. You're well on your way. And don't forget to include the deer. And don't forget to think about change and transformation for 13. And then start your journey as the zero fool. And you'll be just fine, consciousness descending. There's far more, David, that's going to come out of you from this experience. And I want to congratulate you for having the strength to ask what was the gift in the midst of your pain. That's a really strong warrior, which you are.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste.
You're welcome. You're so welcome. Oh, David, thank you so much. Yes, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Beautiful, beautiful. I just said beautiful.
So, oh man, so are you. So are you. Oh, I'm David, I'm keeping something from you. I'm sorry. One more thing. Number 4 belongs to an African Orisha by the name of Shango. You spell his name S-H-A-N-G-O. Some people spell it C-H-A-N-G-O. Now, I know you said that your foot was the issue, but I'm still going to recommend that you drum, you dance. He's connected to thunder, okay?
Okay, drum.
Drum. Drums. Listen to drumming and make sure you dance.
And dance.
Yes, I know.
Oh,
I said dance. Gently, don't hurt yourself.
Yeah, very gently.
But you know what? You can dance in your chair. Make sure you feel the music running through your body, okay?
Okay, yeah.
That's the last gift I have for you.
Great, fantastic. Thank you, Celeste.
Okay. My pleasure, David. Thank you. I get the feeling we're probably going to need to take a break now.
That's a good feeling. You're right.
Thank you, life coach, today. I'm using all my intuitive gifts tonight. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. I'm sure life coach today's got some stuff to tell me about what's happening in the chat room.
Well, you've got Teresa waiting, standing by, and it's all about, well, now it's the T Zone. Sweet T from DC is also in line, so it's Teresa.
Oh, wonderful. May I ask you something?
You can ask. I may not answer, but go ahead.
Do you think we might need to extend a little bit?
You're the one driving the ship, so you tell me what you want.
Let's extend it. Everybody go, yay!
Okay. Yay, and so it is. Okay, we're going to take a break.
All right. Thank you, Life Coach.
Life Conversations.
Welcome.
We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussman, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
For your personal sponsorship package, send an email to info@lifeconversationsradio.com. info@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family members' tips are not working for you,
You want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that little, you know, commercial break. Got your coffee, got your tea, what you're dealing with. But, you know, I realized that I gave David his birth cards, but I want you to know, I want to welcome you to Birth Cards, the gateway to your grand purpose. On a celestial show, you know, it's my birthday weekend, and I wanted to gift an introspective tool that you can use on your journey. Everybody has birth cards. The question is, hi, Cleo, do you know what yours are? You can unlock the mystery of your divine purpose by learning what they are and what they mean. You may even find out that you are in alignment with your dreams. You've been in alignment all along. So that's what David got to see. You know, fortunately for me, he already knew that he was the emperor, but we got to expand upon that, which is, you know, something that is my gift, and I appreciate the ability to play with different decks and genres and orishas and all that other good stuff, because numbers by themselves are beautiful, but, you know, when you're able to add other cultures to it, the pictures come out. You know, it's just the rich pictures and lush colors is what I'm seeing if I say that right now. So I understand that Teresa.
That's right.
Would like to join me. Thank you, Life Coach. Mm-hmm.
She wants a general reason.
Well, does she really?
Good evening. My sister.
My sister, my girl, this woman tonight, I'm called the human jukebox. I have a lot of music that's running through me, and Teresa gave me a birthday gift of playing my mother's favorite song, and then she cut up even more. So while she's asking me for a general reading, I want to let you know that she's pretty powerful in her own right. She was pulling songs that only my mama and I would know. And
you know, it's funny, Celeste.
What?
I was working in the yard, mm-hmm. and it's a beautiful day, and I didn't really plan on going in and being on the computer. And don't take this wrong, but you weren't on my mind, honey.
It's okay, baby. That's how it happens.
But I was told to go in the house and get on the computer for a moment, and songs just started running through me, and guess what? You received them, so it's beautiful.
Yes, I do.
So it wasn't.
Song.
It was from me, and yet it wasn't from me. So, Your mom is a beautiful light, as are you.
Thank you so much. Now, let me ask you for your general reading. Would you like to know what your birth cards are, or do you already know your birth cards, Teresa?
If I do, I don't have them on the front of my brain. So
that's
you
okay.
Tell me.
What's your birth
card? 41669.
These feisty Aries people. Okay. Four? So
yeah, but we're good to have around if you ever need someone that to have your back.
I know, that's right. And I'm going to let you know how I'm doing this. I'm doing 4 plus 16 plus 1969. All right. I got 1989 right now, so then I add up 1 plus 19 plus 88 plus 9. Ooh. This is down to a 9. It's a 27. It is a 9. So your soul and personality card is the Hermit. Now, listen to me. We all know you're not a hermit. Remember that the Hermit is a way shower, okay? It's a way shower. It has the light. It does go within, but then it comes out. You know, I get really irritated when people want to say that the Hermit is just about being in the house and they're a recluse. But I'm like, no. I'm like, they're going to go in the house for a minute, but they're going in the house to study. Just try work one more time. And then once they get that message, honey, they are lighting that light. That's the true message of the Hermit. The Hermit is also astrologically connected to the sign Virgo, the Virgin, which isn't about being frigid and uptight the way we think about the Virgin. Mm-mm. The Virgin is about being whole all unto yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So, I mean, it's a powerful card. And they always say they're new freaks and all that other stuff, but I'm not going to make fun of my near Virgo sisters right now. But this is beautiful. So your soul and your personality card is 9. And your constellation is the Hermit, but it is the Moon and the Hermit. So the Moon, 18, and the Hermit, number 9, and it's about the focus, the principle is of introspection and personal integrity. So you know the Moon is about unveiling those shadow sides of ourselves, turning the light on the illusions. And so you have the light, or should I say you have the darkness and the revealing of the illusions of the Moon as your life path. And then you have this energy of the Hermit, the teacher, the way shower, the light. So you uncover the shadows, and then you guide us along the way as the Hermit. And there will be times of quiet time and solitude. And your main focus is not to think of that as lonely, not to think of that as rejection, but to understand that you, in this time that you've chosen to come on this earth, you decided, I want to go to the dark, scary places and illuminate.
Absolutely.
So those are your birth cards. Your birth cards are your life path, the lessons that you're going to learn, the gateway to your grand purpose. So when you're dealing with a lot of moon work, though, it can be draining. So what's coming up for me is, how do you take care of you when the moon is shining a light and perhaps on the areas that you're not really feeling like going into? Because you don't have a choice.
I don't hesitate going in anymore. So I just open up and breathe and go with it. I mean, what do I do to take care of myself? I'm just conscious of the time that I'm sleeping and the time that I'm awake and what I'm doing with my awake time. And I'm always feeding myself with some kind of knowledge outside and internal and intuition and everything. I'm always never not learning.
You know what?
And I'm always open to that. And you know, it's just that ever knowing that I can't be, it's not that I can't be static and in that quiet time, because I do that as well, but I see it as a learning. It's all about, it's learning, it's about listening, kind of like with David where he said, which was beautiful, that in that moment of just, you know, the midst of the tornado of being injured, he stopped and said, what's the gift in this?
It wasn't that powerful. Now, let me give you something. Those are your tarot cards. But if I were going to flip this to medicine cards, your 18 would show up as the Lynx, secret, or secrets. See how that, isn't that funny? I've got the moon, and then you've got the Lynx, and its gift is secret, being able to find things out in the dark. And then the number 9 is the butterfly, transformation. So how I see all of these cards playing together is that you trust the light of the moon to show you the illusions. The Lynx is the keeper of secrets. It knows how to find those deep, dark places. You find it, and then you're the hermit, where you go within to study, to bring your light out, and then you transform into a butterfly, and its gift is transformation, moving from the caterpillar, crawling on the ground, to flying up in the air as the butterfly. And the butterfly medicine is akin to air energy, and air is all about your mental processing. So that's the dance between the tarot cards and the medicine cards as I see them for you. How does that resonate, Teresa?
Well, she's meditating on it because she's disappeared.
Wow.
I was quiet.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
She's listening to the air.
Well.
Okay. So I know, did you say Tanya was next?
Yeah, Sweet Tea from D.C., and then you have another caller after Tanya, Aisha from New York. And let's go
to
Eagles.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to go to cool. Sweet Tea from D.C.
Glowing Gooch. Now, Glowing Gooch is a really dear friend of mine, and she, I hope she has it with her or can at least share about it. Glowing Gooch, the number, the energy of tonight is number 7, which is the Chariot in Tarot, which is astrologically connected to the sign of what?
Cancer.
I'm so proud of her. The sign of Cancer. Now, Sweet Tea from BC, Tanya, Glowing Gooch over there. Would you like to share with us how you know that?
From you.
She is so wrong. From you. I'm like, yeah, from
me.
You. But every
put
time
me
she
in my
talks
place.
To me. No, put. Oh,
yes.
Stop it. Did she just
that's
say putting her in her place? Really?
Putting me in my place. I just said a day taught me how to be still. Because you know I was your problem child.
Wow, she says that. The biggest loving. She's a crab. You know, Cancer is the crab. So, yes, there's a shell, but there's all that mushy heart stuff in the middle. And once you can get past that shell, you're just fine. You know, but the reason, the other thing is, I learned from Tanya a while ago that every time we spoke and I was sharing number gifts or readings or anything that I was doing with her, she would write it down. So what has that process been like for you and your introspective work, Tanya?
I know with a lot of things we say we shouldn't go back to the past. I just think with the past we shouldn't go back to a lot of things that we'll say we forgive, but we'll always go back to it.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to some of my readings just to see how I've grown.
Mm-hmm.
Because I have really come a long way. More so, I always knew how to love, but my feelings get hurt easily because I am emotional. So I have to not, I don't go into that shell as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, so many things are happening around me now. Like I shared a story with you earlier today. How,
please.
I had found, one of my father's, my biological father's cousins. And I was just so nervous to go and meet her. And I guess because we, no matter how old we get, we still have that little child in us. And I was just scared that they wasn't going to accept me. And my daughter kept saying, I'm going to go with you, Mom. I'm going to go with you. But as it was, my daughter
couldn't make it, and I heard God tell me, you're not alone. I'm going to go with you. And it's funny, I couldn't remember, I didn't know what any of them looked like, and I just, somebody was sitting on the front when I walked up, and that was who I was looking for. And it was just, it was marvelous, because my father has passed on. So it was just, it was marvelous. And I just guess the thing, like a day always said, I've learned how to stay in the moment, just in my moment. I don't expect a lot. I just stay in that moment of what I have at that time, and I work from there.
Now, do you want to share, David shared about how deer are always in his yard. Would you like to share about an animal that you and I both learned that showed up while you were with your aunt?
Sure. Yesterday, when we were sitting there, a pigeon, and I really don't care for pigeons. But a pigeon showed up. And, you know, usually if you stomp your foot or something, they'll go on. I kept shuffling my foot. That pigeon was looking like, look, I'm not going nowhere. And the pigeon stayed there the whole time, like he was in our conversation. And I was like, I kept sitting there, and I was like, oh, I wonder if that's my mom, you know, or my dad showing up. Because the pigeon was really into the conversation. And when I left, that's when the pigeon went back in the yard.
Wow. And you told me about that, and I was like, I bet you pigeon has the medicine. And it's medicine.
Yeah.
It's love and security and coming home to yourself. I didn't know that. Had you not asked the question. And what I really want to share with the listening audience right now, with the family, is when you have an experience with an animal that is usually, you know, stays away and they're just not going anywhere, the way Tanya had that experience with the pigeon, there was something in her that said, you know what, let me ask Celeste about this. And, you know, you can Google. Google is a beautiful thing. So I Googled it, and I was like, well, do pigeons have medicine? All animals have medicine. They do. So you better be nicer to the pigeon now that you understand its sacred gift, young lady.
Oh, I am, because I'm not going to tell you what I used to call pigeons.
You're not going to?
No.
Mm-mm. Good.
It's not pretty.
I know it's not. We all have stuff that we say about our animals. Even rats have medicine, okay? But, you know, it's scrutiny, or a mouse. Scrutiny.
That's why they sent a pigeon, because they knew I was going to be scared. I call him a rat with wings.
She did it anyway. See, I knew it. Girl, you better leave that alone. Okay,
I'm not messing with it no more. The spirits have taught me, okay? I'm not talking about a pigeon ever again.
Good. Well, Ms. Tanya, I want to thank you for calling in tonight and sharing your sacred story and letting the pigeon get its proper respect as medicine of love and security and going home to yourself. I'll never look at a pigeon the same way again. So thank you for sharing that sacred moment with me. And, folks, pay attention to the animals around you. They have gifts for you. So, Ms. Tanya, I will check you on the flip side, girl.
Okay, thank you. Love you.
Oh, you know what? Did you want your birth cards, or are you cool?
Oh, yeah. Can you just pull? Can you pull one for me?
Well, I can. Give me your birthday real quick. I know
I
should
give a year too. Do I have to give a year too?
Yes.
Do I have to give a year?
Stop playing.
6/26/1967.
What does it matter when you don't look it? Get out of here.
Oh, thank you. You know what? Yeah, because you are truly my friend.
Okay, I got 1991, so I added 6/26/1967. I got 1999, which is a Prince song, but we're going to add that. I don't even know why I did that, because I know that's 28. Wow, really? Are you what I think you are?
What?
Girl, you are the three cards. Like in the birth cards, you can have three or you can have two, but you are, let me calm down, you are 10, okay. 28 is what it came up to. That is 10. And your birth cards are the Sun, the Wheel of Fortune, and the Magician. And the principle of that is will and focus, consciousness. So the sun, 19, shining brightly, wheel of fortune, being able to deal with adversities up and down, that's number 10, and a magician makes it happen. You know, they're powerful and they're in control of the elements, they're number 1. So in medicine cards, you are a buffalo for prayer and abundance, you are a turtle, which is Mother Earth, and then you're a number 1 eagle. Very powerful cards, and I'm so glad to know you, Tanya.
Thank you, and I'm so glad I know you. Thank you so much. I love
my
you.
My pleasure, honey. Wow. I have powerful friends around me. All right. All right, Life Coach today. I think you said there was an Aisha from New York.
Yes, there is, but I want to ask you this. After, do you do readings from the chat room? You want to do readings from the chat room?
I guess
it's a birth card. Yes, yes.
Sure.
We got Kathleen.
Kathleen Cole?
Yes.
Love streamer?
Yes. I give you her birthday now. We can go to Aisha from New York by way of California. But Kathleen Cole's date of birth is January 9th, 1964. January 9th,
1964. Okay,
and then,
got her.
19. Okay, let's go to Aisha in New York.
Thank you, Life Coach today.
You're welcome.
Hi, Aisha. How you doing?
I'm good, and you?
I am beautiful, sweetie. How can I help you tonight? Would you like to know your birth cards?
Yeah, sure. I'm not sure if I already know it. I think my number is 268, but I don't know.
Ah, well, let's see your number.
I had a question, actually, though. But
okay,
whatever you want to do.
Well, let's do your birth cards, right? And then you tell me your question. Let me get your birth date straight. So what's your birth date?
It's January 6, 1981.
January 1981. 1988. Ah, I bet you were going to be mine. Okay. Yeah. All right, Aisha, we get to do this together. Your personality and soul card is number 8, which can be strength or justice in tarot, but I'm not going to confuse you too much. But your constellation or your birth cards, the life path that you're walking, is star, which is unconditional love and acceptance for yourself, is number 17, and then strength, which is number 8. So strength is gentle persistence, taming the wild parts of you in a loving manner. It's not Hercules. It's gentle persuasion, gentle persistence. So 17, unconditional love and acceptance for yourself and all of humanity. It's a lot of healing work that comes from people with that type of birth card. Says, I have it too. And then strength or justice. But, you know, you have to follow me a little bit to understand that. Because 8 could be strength or justice, depending on your tarot deck. So I always gift us the justice card, too, so we don't lose any of the energy. And justice is about reaping what you sow. It's the instant karma credit plan. It's very important that we are conscious about what we send out, because it's our gift to get it back. So stay focused on the star. Play with that strength energy, gentle persistence, taming the lion, and then the justice of reap what you sow. Make sure you're planting what you want to harvest. Okay?
Okay.
And for animals, your 17 shows up as a mountain lion, which is leadership. And that 8 shows up as the otter, which is woman medicine. It's very powerful energy. Now, what is your question while we play around with that energy of your birth card?
Okay, I was asking, I don't know, I guess I don't really have a specific question, but I take my contract final tomorrow for law school, and I'm a little bit nervous. I don't feel totally together. I'm going to get it together, but I'm stressed. I'm a little stressed.
You're stressed. Okay. This is really interesting that you're going to law school, and I just gifted you the justice card, which is connected with courts and systems. Okay. So you are, do you see how you're connected to your life path?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So what is the nervousness coming around from your for your test? Do you feel like you're not prepared?
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel like I know all of the material generally. I've read it, I've taken tests, I've done questions, but I don't know it with the level of specificity I feel like I need to. And I know it's not until 1 o'clock tomorrow, and I need to get it together. So.
Because the stress is going to drain the energy with which you can pull that information you've been studying. You're going to have to relax. I do not advise you to stay up all night and try to study some more.
Okay.
Yeah. Were you planning to do that, Aisha?
Yes.
No. Because you know what? After a certain while, the brain cannot take in that much.
Yeah.
After a while, it's just like you're going to have to relax in it. You're going to have to trust yourself to know this information. You're going to have to claim what you want. You know, eat your breakfast, maybe look over your notes one more time. But the best thing you can gift yourself before this test tomorrow is some rest, honey. Rest your mind.
Okay.
Do you hear me? Rest your mind, star stretching, sis. Yes. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
Okay, because if you go up there with the energy that you have right now, there might be an answer you already know that you're going to miss because you're being nervous.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
That's really true.
Gift yourself the gift of rest before you walk up in there tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Anything else you're thinking about?
Well, it was funny that you brought up, karma and things like that, because recently I kind of was in a situation where I could make a wrong move and it could, I was thinking about it and I was like under stress and, if I go this way, that could be bad. It just made me think about, how to have my integrity and sticking true to myself. So when you brought that up, it kind of resonated.
Okay. See how that star, unconditional love, acceptance for yourself, making sure you honor yourself, make sure that, you're being careful about what you send out because it's our gift to get it back. I mean, we all get it back.
Yeah.
But these are lessons we've chosen for ourselves. We decided to be born in a time under star strength and justice. That's our choice. So we better honor it.
No, you're right. It is, Yeah.
All
right. You just have to remain steadfast in your beliefs.
Absolutely. Stay true to you.
Yeah.
And your heart will honor it, too.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate this reading.
My pleasure, Aisha. I'm going to tell you good luck on your test.
Thank you so much.
With a gentle heart, gentle persistence. All right? And meditate.
Okay.
I say I say meditate over studying for the rest of the night, for real.
Okay.
All right. All right. Peace be with you. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. So, well.
Hey.
Hey, yeah.
Oops. Hey, Aisha. It's already done. We're holding you in the light. You're connected to all the wisdom.
Woo-hoo.
Okay, so there's a question, which I don't think is coming in the chat room. You're going to do Kathleen. Yes. And David said, I'm fascinated by Celeste's way of applying numerology to tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
And then he has a question. He hasn't put it in here yet. If he has, I haven't said, here it is. Okay. He said, this is David who called in. He said, okay, since my number is 22, does it make sense to include in some way number 9, the hermit, to 13, death card?
Oh, tell him he can add any way he wants to. But if he really wants to play with that, no, seriously, David, for real, I mean, literally every numerologist has a different way of doing it. I can see how you're combining it. But Honey Bunny, did I just Honey Bunny him? Yes, I did. But if you really want to play with that 22, let me show you how you can play with it. That's actually closer to the energy that you want to tap into. Because most numerologists would, you know, just add that and leave you with 4, okay? But since we know that when we add up your date, it is 22, and then I reduced it down to a 4, I would play with what 22 means in medicine cards, because there's no major arcana card past 21. And then you could tap into that 22 beaver energy, which is the builder, and that's beaver, teach me to build my dreams, including others too. One mind, one thought, heart as one, lessons learned from you. 22 beaver. Builder. Now, isn't that interesting? It's still connected to that number 4, architect, emperor. That's where you want to go. All right, Life Coach Day.
Okay. Okay, so I think you've got time for reading for Kathleen, and then there's another caller.
Wow, really? Okay.
David said, well, he liked the fact that you called him Honey Bunny, David.
Thanks, David.
Honey Bunny. He said, thank you, excellent. Beaver, medicine card, very good, thanks. That's what David said in the chat room. So you're going to do...
You can Google that and get more information about that 22 beaver. That's your birthright, too. That's how I play with numerology. All right, I'm sorry, Life Coach today.
That's okay. You're going to do Kathleen Cole and maybe one more reading in the chat or on the phone line. You got time for that?
Okay. I got to check.
I thought you were going to say, ain't nobody got time for that. Well, you've got 15 minutes left, so I'm sure you can do two.
I know, right? Okay. I know, right? I keep playing with Kathleen because hers is so big, I want to make sure I got it right.
Okay.
Yep. I'm serious. You out? All right. So, Kathleen, all right. Ready or not? Here I go.
Don't stop me off. Get on with your work. Clean me out of this.
I'm going. I love numbers, y'all. Thank you so much for playing with me tonight. 1974 is what I have when I add 1-9-1964, Kathleen Cole, okay? So I just want to check my work one more time because this would explain so much about how Kathleen shows up in my life. I love this. Yes, I'm right. Okay. Kathleen Cole, your numbers, 1974, adds up to 21. Now, I don't have to reduce that because it's a major arcana card. Honey, it's the world. So your personality card is 21, the world, and your soul card is, drum roll, please, the Empress. So remember last week, Kathleen, how you were talking about, I've never had any problems with women in my circle. Women are affirming. Absolutely, because that's your birth cards, honey. That's your life pattern, all right? You represent the world, the hanged one, and the empress. And it's the principle of love and creative imagination. So the world, like, I love this, because David had a 0-4. Now, the 0-4 is all grown up as the world, walked a whole spiritual journey path. It's at the world. It's at the end of the cycle, and it's a beautiful maturity, okay? And then there's the hanged one, which is number 12, which is about stillness, and it's about being able to surrender and let go and look at things from a fresh perspective. And then you've got the number 3. Empress card, which is the mother of the cards. She's the loving mother. She's the one who takes care of us. She is abundance. She's the one who has the fruit coming out of her hands. All those things, Kathleen Cole, you are connected to. I can verify it by all the loving messages that you sent through Love Streamers and also the way you walk with me on the Celestial Show. So it is powerful, okay? Now, you want me to do a real quick, because I know there's somebody else coming. The 21st animal is, you know, I don't get this one a lot, so this one I actually don't know by heart. Ah, the owl. The owl is deception, being able to catch things, okay? So 21 is the owl. Number 12 is the porcupine, which is joy, childlike innocence. They remind us to play. And number three is the elk, stamina. So real quick for you, you are the world, 21. You show up as the owl. Then you are the hanged one, where you let go and you surrender so that you can play like a number 12 porcupine. And then you become the empress. And then you have the stamina of the elk to make it happen in your life and to sustaining power. That is all you, Kathleen Cole. All right, last quote today, unless Kathleen has a question about that.
Well, you know, Kathleen, she acts like she's quiet. But she says, well, she's like, laugh out loud. Celeste is making me laugh. Yay.
Receive the love.
Well, the other caller, I went to them, and I think they took a moment of silence, and they won't talk. And
okay.
Then they wanted to go play with some other people. So they gow. They gow.
They gow.
They gow. She
well,
gow. She gow.
It's been a wonderful time playing this way, you know, because these are tools I've coached today that I've actually used to help me on my process of figuring out who I am. And, you know, you'll notice once you remember your birth cards, the numbers come up all the time. They've probably been coming up for you all the time and you haven't been paying attention to it. Like 17 always comes up for me. I was born in 1970. That equals 17. My mother's birthday is July 17th. She transitioned December 17th. My favorite street that I hung out on in teenage years was 17th Street in D.C. And I randomly received a Star 17 card when I attended my first tarot class. And then I realized I had a birthright to it. So it was beautiful. It was a beautiful journey for me, and I wanted to make sure that I shared it with everybody else. Now, if I didn't get to you tonight, you can go to tarotschool.com and look up your own cards. And if you like, you can look them up, and I can break it down my way because nobody reads the same way. And if you like the animals that correspond to whatever your numbers are, then look me up. Because we can play that way, too. Wow. Life coach today.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you still there? Can you tell me who are you gonna have on the show tomorrow? I think that's going to be yummy.
I'm having Barry Selby. He's a passionate consultant. Brace yourself. Mm-hmm. So tomorrow we are multiplying the consciousness of love. The consciousness of love. That's right. You know, I got to drop down a little bit.
I know, right?
We're going to share with people how to multiply the consciousness of love in romance, intimate relationship, in life, because what the world needs now is love, sweet love.
I love that song.
My show. This is not my show. Let me behave myself.
It's just. Oh, come on. You left me alone.
Yeah, I did, because it's not my show. I know my place. Yeah, right.
A little love. Wasn't that song written by Burt Bacharach?
I don't know. It just played in my head. I don't remember the rest of the lyrics. That's why I'm quiet, really.
Lord, we don't need another. Okay, look, don't get me started. I love that song. Thanks, Life Coach, today. I'm looking forward to it. I guess I'll be there for that.
Yeah, if you're not busy. You know, it would be nice to have you there.
Oh, I'll be there. And don't forget, you can also check out Life Coach A Day and myself, because by the time I'm on next week, it will be over. Mark Husson, One Too Many Voices at onetoradio.com on Thursday, 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Pacific time, part two for Life Conversations. But we go a little deeper talking about race and spirituality. And you're still going to love us after you listen to that.
Well, if they don't, that means their love were conditional.
And we don't want that. We don't want your conditional
love. No. People can love me whichever day they want. They can love me conditionally or unconditionally. I'm going to love them unconditionally. Give them the permission to love me any way they want. You know?
Aren't you funny? Aren't you funny? Well, yeah. I could say I had a beautiful birthday show with my birth cards. I got to go off on my numbers. And I really thank all you guys for hanging out with me and
happy
all of the love.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. You are wonderful. This is a remix.
I know.
Happy birthday to you.
Wow.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Celeste. Happy birthday to you. One more, one more. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now. God is blessing you now.
God is
blessing you now. Everybody came to see
Thank you, Life Coach today. That was beautiful, and it will be recorded for.
I just get all your listeners away.
No, you didn't. No, you didn't.
Like, oh, man, why is he gonna do that? Okay, well.
Nope. And if you're celebrating a birthday today, like your friend Bridget Bryant. Her lesson number for the whole year is number 7.
Oh,
oh wow. You know what? Since it is Bridget's birthday, can I change my song selection to end?
Okay.
I think I'd like to be a soft place.
You messing. I knew you were going to do that one. That's what I was going to do tomorrow. But so I have to go back and tune into Spirit. Okay, that's fine. Tomorrow's tomorrow. Today's today. Kathleen said... Whoa, excellent. Thank you. Thank you, Celeste, and happy birthday again to you. And
thank you.
And she said, 7 is my number, too. So,
oh, okay. That's right.
Mm-hmm. That's
right,
numbers,
I remember that. You could pick another song because you're absolutely right. So, Soft Place will be perfect for you tomorrow.
Absolutely not. We live in the moment, and we're playing Soft Place. So
wow.
You just let me know when you're ready.
I guess we're going to be ready. Can I put her underneath me real quick?
Yeah, you can do that. I won't look.
Yeah, so we're going to break down a little quiet storm spirituality, folks. Listen to Bridget Bryant, Soft Place.
While she's underneath you.
I know, right? While she's underneath me. Happy birthday, Bridget. I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight. Remember who you are. And that your birthday is about more than when you were born. It's more than the time you arrived. You can also get clues about your grand purpose through your tarot constellation. So thank you for playing with me tonight. You can find Bridget Bryant at BridgetBryant.com. Enjoy a soft place. But you know what? Besides being a soft place for somebody else, make sure you're a soft place for you. I'm out. Mwah. Enjoy the ride.
But if the stars are aligned, we may find something divine tonight. And should we tear down the walls and heed nature's call, we might see that we are what we thought. We'll be right back.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.